Joe Perro, what's the official title, Joe?
I'm the operations lead here for our Cunha farm.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about the farm. Give me the acreage, the logistics, what this facility is primarily responsible for.
Okay, about 2,100 acres in total. Our current tillable footprint is 800, and we'll have a few more, 350 more acres coming online next year. Mm-hmm. So we'll be up to about an 1,150-acre farmable footprint. Mm-hmm. Here at our farm in Cunha, we primarily grow nurseries. We'll be doing hybrid makeups for testing back in the mainland, and then those particular products advance through the system, we may end up seeing those on the backside here for more seed increases.
We're looking at beautiful red soil. Obviously, everybody knows that the islands are made from volcanoes. Beautiful red soil. What does it do for you, Joe? What does it do against you? How do you manage the soil?
We manage all of our crops the same. Yes, the soil is red. There's not a lot of fertility in this soil here, so we use drip line irrigation, which means that each row in every field has a drip line running with the row that we feed all of our irrigation and our fertility through. So we can actually spoon feed the root systems of each plant to give it what it needs to be able to produce for us.
Now let's talk about the rotation, because again, in Wisconsin, we go like crazy from maybe April, if we're lucky, until the snow flies. Tell me about the schedule around here. Obviously, the weather's not against you.
Right, yeah, so we're growing all year round, and technically we can do three generations worth of work that in 1 year out here. So we have what we call a spring and a summer footprint, and we have a winter footprint, and that's how we divide our farm up, and with the exception of crop plan changes and maybe a little more acreage 1 year than the next. But as a whole, we're not continually using the same piece of ground over and over again. It'll kind of be designated for one of those particular three seasons, and in the off season, I guess you'd say, for that ground, we'll put cover crop on that ground and manage that ground that way from both a soil conservation, soil erosion efforts on our farm, as well as enriching the soil.
So it is very possible you could have what we consider multiple season activities on the same farm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is one place. I've been here for 11 and a half years, and like I said earlier, it's one place where you can be planting, pollinating, and harvesting all in the same day, and I've seen that happen.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the dynamics of agriculture on Oahu. We were mentioning, you know, you're looking forward to a few more acres to be added on. There are a lot of agricultural acres available, just not a lot of agricultural stakeholders really willing to get in it.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's people that don't want to get in it. I guess first of all, I'll answer that by just saying there are thousands of available acres, ag land acres here on the island of Oahu available to farm. I guess I won't say that there aren't people willing to get into it. It's the expense. Land comes at a premium in Hawaii, and that goes for this farm and any other empty ag lands that are sitting out there. So that's a big challenge. And another challenge is it too is we're in a different day and age today. Farming is very hard work, and it's very unique to find that person that's willing to put in the work.
And just like our Wisconsin farms, you have to look for labor pretty much wherever you can rely on.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We have a great labor base here, a full-time labor base, and during our peak seasons, we have seasonals that come join us, and we offer them very, very competitive pay rates and benefits, and we have repeat returners. They like being here, and for those kind of folks, if we ever get full-time positions in the future, then those are the people we'd like to see come back.
It is a challenge, though. You got a lot of neighbors, a lot of eyes on this property. That's caused, I won't say a rethinking, but you have to do things a little differently, very open to the public here on Oahu to come and see what's going on here. But that has changed some of the approach, I guess we'd say, even since the last time I was here.
Yeah, and I guess I'll answer that by saying that our doors are wide open. There's nothing to hide here. We encourage people to come through these gates. It's like I was telling you, it's part of our jobs. When somebody comes through that door and wants to see this farm, we'll drop everything we're doing and give a nice tour and answer those questions, all those questions that people have. At the end of the day, we want them to know what we really do, not what they think they do. We do. So
it is interesting. Here you are on an island. At this time of the year, it's gorgeous for us. Tell me a little bit about the water resources. You guys carefully manage everything.
In what
the wit the ditch?
So pretty unique system out here in Hawaii. So our water source comes from 26 miles away from the mountain range to the east of us, and managed through a series of flumes and siphons and gravity fed down the ditch, and we're basically the end user right. on that water source. And there was a lot of questions. does it ever run out of water? And no. We've never ran out of water. Knock on wood,
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Right. But it comes at a premium. It's not just maintaining the system that gets you that water. Everybody in Hawaii pays for the water.
Everybody, every user on the system pays for the water, yes. And there's a management company that manages that ditch and has kept it in great shape, so we always have water.
Sure.
So. Yeah.
Do you have a wild idea what agriculture pays for a gallon or acre foot?
It's variable per farm.
Mm. Yeah, so like I said, another one of those resources. So paint me a picture, Joe, if you would. Like we said, this is happening to agriculture all over the place, where you've got so many people that question or want to have their opinion felt. What is the long-term viability of agriculture on any of the Hawaiian islands? We talked about how through mergers and acquisitions in larger agribusiness, some facilities are closed in favor of others. What is the long-term viability of agriculture on any of the islands?
Well, my personal opinion is that Hawaii is a backbone to the industry that I work in, to the seed industry. Our governor has great aspirations of doubling our food production here in Hawaii by 2020. It's a very lofty goal, but with those types of goals, with those types of mindsets that are out there, that tells me that agriculture is heading in a good place in Hawaii, as if it's not already in a good place, but heading for a better place.
Good.